Hello, welcome to the Girl and Duck podcast. I'm Jen Storer, acclaimed children's book author and chief inspirationalist. That's not a term I made up. At girlandduck.com, creative writing, creative life. At Girl and Duck, I take you on a journey from exploring the art of kidlit creation right through to mastering the art of kidlit creation. To find out more about the courses and products that I offer, pop over to the website. You're bound to find inspiration and support and something to absolutely love over there. That's www.girlandduck.com. But in the meantime, stick around because we've got lots to talk about. Well, you may ask, what on earth happened to your hair this morning? I have been putting almond oil through it, which is really nice. After menopause, your hair gets a lot coarser and drier, and with curly hair, it gets quite frizzy. So I've been rubbing organic almond oil through my hair. It's really lovely. So it's made it a bit smoother and it sort of falls out everywhere now. Bear with me today because I want to talk about something that's been troubling me for a long time, or not troubling me, but I've been toying with it and thinking it through for a number of years, and there are others out there who are thinking about this too. So I found I came across a really great, I'm looking here at my phone, a really great post from Samantha Nolan Smith at the School of Visibility. Now, if you don't know Samantha Nolan Smith, please get over and check her out. Check out her website, check out the School of Visibility. Samantha Nolan Smith is one of the most fabulous, intelligent, articulate women that we have in our corner. And I just love everything that she says and talks about. And she's got a great way of just encapsulating things, you know, pulling really complex issues together and then talking about them in a really calm manner. So I just want to read you a little bit of this post from Insta so you know what I'm talking about today. Expertise is an interesting thing in the 21st century. On the one hand, the democratization of information has opened up the sharing of expertise to so many more people than was possible in the past, and that's an amazing thing. It has also led to people assuming expertise in things they are patently not experts in. Invariably, that leads to visibility problems as influencers are tempted to step well outside their lane and comment on things they know very little about. That's misleading at best, harmful at worst, which leads to call-outs and a high likelihood of shame or embarrassment. Weirdly, this often causes people to double down on their misguided positions. Sharing your opinion isn't the same as sharing your expertise. It's essential that we exercise discernment in this. Now, I'm going to stop reading there. The post goes on with more discussion about what expertise actually is and about discernment. But I'm just going to stop it there. Sharing your opinion isn't the same as sharing your expertise. It's essential that we exercise discernment in this. Why is this interesting to me? It's interesting to me because for many years now, I've been sharing on this channel and on my podcast and in my membership site and on Facebook. I've been sharing a lot about creative writing and giving tips on creative writing, giving insights into the children's book industry here in Australia and all that kind of stuff. And I feel very comfortable doing that because I believe that I am, for want of a better word, an expert in my field because I have the runs on the board. I have the experience. I have 25 plus years experience at the coalface. So I feel that I am entitled to talk about these things with some sort of authority. Now, what's really interesting with creativity and with creative writing comes a whole lot of psychological turmoil. A lot, it is very, very, to be a writer and to be a full-time writer is very, very tough on the emotions and very, very tough on the psyche. Now, I think a lot of people during the lockdown period experience what it's like for a lot of us as isolated creatives, what it's like to be in your own head a lot of the time. Now, admittedly, a lot of us are introverts, meaning we get our energy from being alone. So we're quite happy to spend a lot of alone time. And in fact, we thrive with a lot of alone time. But we are still human beings and we still need to find a balance. Now, coming back to this thing about giving advice, what I've discovered as Girl and Duck has evolved and my platform has evolved is that people often want advice in areas where I feel I'm ill-equipped to give advice. So I'm always careful to say, this is my experience, in my experience, this is how I've dealt with this. Just, it's sort of a disclaimer to say, look, if you need professional help in this area, then I'm not your girl. You know, if you're struggling with psychological issues and emotional issues, especially around your creativity and your ability to stay focused and all those sorts of things, I can give you some tips and tricks, but I certainly am not a counselor. So this is why, and this is why this is really interesting to me as a post, not just to me personally, because Girl and Duck is a business and I run a business and I feel very, very confident in charging for my services because they are the services of an expert. Now, where I get uncomfortable and where I think this post is leading to is when I see influencers, as Samantha says, straying way outside their lane and feeling compelled to give advice in areas that they have no right poking their nose into. All right? They do not have a level of expertise in that area. And this is where we need to exercise our discernment. We need to exercise discernment in terms of who am I listening to here and what gives them, you know, the right to have this sort of opinion and try and steer me or influence me. But we also have to ask ourselves, you know, do I want to give this person money? Are they actually qualified to be giving me the guidance and the information that they're saying that they're qualified to give me? And this can be very, very tricky because influencers in general are very charismatic and 9 times out of 10 super caring people who really sometimes feel like they have to give and give and give and give in all areas because they start to feel a sense of responsibility to their community, and they forget that their area of expertise is in this one area. It's not over here. See what a complex and interesting situation this is? It's really, really fascinating. It was last year. Oh God, I tell you, or was it this year? No, it was last year. Anyway, I studied life coaching with the Beautiful You Life Coaching Academy. I studied life coaching because I've always been fascinated by it and I wanted to get some really some great advice and some great skills in that area. But I also studied it because I wanted to coach myself. I wanted to learn how to coach myself because as a life coach, I've only worked with a few people because I'm not particularly interested in creating a business in that area, even though I find it a fascinating area that can really, really help people. It's a fantastic profession and a vocation for a lot of people. But for me, it was more personal. I wanted to be able to coach myself from a place of some level of expertise and have, you know, and put myself in that situation where I learn more deeply about this sort of thing. And I also wanted to have some more skills in terms of supporting my community emotionally and psychologically, being very, very aware that I am not a psychologist and I'm not putting myself out there as one. And this is, again, where the discernment comes. And one of the things that we spent a lot of time, in fact, a couple of weeks, I think it was, at the beginning of the course, the life coaching course, one of the things that we really focused on was being able to discern between when a client needs a life coach and when they need a psychologist, when they need counseling, because they are two very, very different things. And as a life coach, it's extremely important that we stick to our own lane, that we stick to our level of expertise and let the others stick to theirs. And that's for our good, but it's, of course, for the good of the client as well. So this thing about advising people and influencing people is a constant source of interest and fascination to me. It's a constant source of fascination in terms of online businesses that I see popping up in all sorts of areas. And I see women in particular being pulled off track and going into these areas, as Samantha says, where they really they feel compelled to give advice, but they really are not in their own lane. It puts me in mind of a song that I used to love way back in the 80s by the Waterboys, and it was about colonialism. It was about British colonialism. And one of the lines in it was called, the song was called Old England is Dying. It always makes me cry when I think of that song. It's so poignant. It's this beautiful, beautiful lyrics and really poetic. But there's a line in it where they talk, because they personify old England, you know, and they say, you know, that despite all that's crumbling around her, she still keeps her flag flying and she still sticks her flag where it ill belongs. She sticks her flag where it ill belongs. And this is what I think about in terms of what Samantha's talking about here, that anybody out there who is an influencer, who has an online business, who is an expert in one area, needs to always be mindful that they're not sticking their flag where it ill belongs. All right. And you as a consumer need to be very discerning about who you engage with and who you take advice from, and also be very discerning about whether this is just, basic advice or whether you need to go somewhere else and get some sort of really deep support and counseling. All right. So this is what I'm really thinking about too. The other thing that I was thinking about, because I can't help but draw analogies between popular culture and things that I see and read and stuff, is several years ago, there was a sitcom on the BBC called Jam in Jerusalem, and it was absolutely beautiful. It was penned by Jennifer Saunders. And so, but it was a comedy, but it also was one of those beautiful comedies that strayed in. It was a dramedy. And it was set around this group of gorgeous women in an English village. And one of the women's husband, the main woman, Sal, her husband passes away. He's the town doctor. He passes away suddenly from a heart attack. And Sal sinks into quite a serious depression. And you know, as part of her depression, she starts to sleep in the dog basket. With her big Labrador, and she wears this tattered old shirt and her hair gets all out of control and stuff like this. But there's a point where she realizes that she has to pull herself out of this. And the advice, and what's really interesting, is that she has a grief counselor who is trapped in grief, a young woman who is trapped in the grief cycle. And 5 years on after losing her husband, who they mentioned she didn't really like in the first place, is still trapped in, you know, going through the five stages of grief. Now, I say this lightheartedly, but I am very, very familiar with grief, all right? So please don't write to me and say you've got no right to comment on these things, okay? I am more than familiar with grief. Anyway. Sal feels that she's trapped in this depression and she needs to pull herself out of it. And she also needs to get away from the grief counselor because the grief counselor is bringing her down. And so the grief counsellor is there one day, and of course the tables turn, and Sal, who is the client, is actually counselling the grief counsellor. And her advice to the grief counsellor has always stuck with me, because sometimes, not all the time, sometimes what we need is good practical advice. And this can, and you know, it's almost kick in the ass advice. Sometimes we don't need to be mollycoddled. And I'm talking about this because in the terms of our creative lives as well, we don't always, when we're struggling with rejections or the frustration of not finding enough time to work, or discovering that we're not as good as we thought we were, we're going to have to put years more into this. These things are confronting and hard to deal with. But sometimes we don't need to be told that we need to take up yoga or learn to meditate or read, you know, the I Ching. You know, like, we don't need to be told that. Sometimes we need good practical down-to-earth advice. And this is the advice that Sal gives the grief counsellor that has always stuck with me. She looks at her, she gives her a little egg timer, and she flips it, and she says to the grief counsellor, once a day, I want you to sit with this egg timer, flip it over, and confine your grieving to that amount of time, to the egg timer. And she said, and then I want you to get a haircut and buy a new top. Get a haircut and buy a new top. Sometimes that's what we need to do. Sometimes that's all we need to do. Sometimes we need to drop the navel gazing. Sometimes we need to drop the navel gazing, get out of our own heads, and do something uplifting and positive and practical. Get a haircut and get a new top. So that's what I wanted to ramble to you about today. I know that it's not exactly writing tips, but as I said, I do witness a lot of suffering out there amongst creatives, a lot of suffering. And I do feel that it's worth us all talking about it. And it's also, again, coming back to being very, very cognizant of who you're seeking advice from and who you're allowing to influence you. And just being very, very discerning about that, but also careful and cautious and circumspect about that sort of thing. Because the world is super, super, you know, there's all this stuff going on at the moment, but there's also a very, very exciting time for us, especially, again, for women, because we can create these amazing businesses online and we can start to build communities and support fellow creators and fellow women in ways that have never been possible before. We can bypass the old paradigms, the old patriarchal, you know, you must have this degree and that degree and you must be in the old boys club and you must be doing all these things before you can even open your mouth, right? We've got past that, but we are also in a tender new area where we all have to be very careful about what it is we're doing and where we're sticking our flag. All right. Thank you for bearing with me through this ramble, totally off the cuff, totally unrehearsed. I've had a difficult time of late. I'm not going to cut my hair, but I am going to go out now and buy a new top. Sending you loads and loads of love. I'll see you again soon on the airwaves. Bye for now. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website www.girlandduck.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer, J-E-N-E-S-T-O-R-E-R. Bye for now.